I guess we should move forward.
Why do I do those shows? But it feels good, actually, to spar with them. I know they have the, upper hand with two of them beating down on me, but we have the facts on our side, and that's why I go forth and appear every time they ask me to, because there's always some, at the time, record-breaking storm going on, some kind of severe weather event I like to point to. Usually it's running across the bottom of the screen on their own ticker tape. Without further delay, I want to welcome Josie. Is it Josie Fong from Media Matters? Thank you so much. Josie?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I intended to have you on about 10 minutes ago, but there's so much to talk about today. And you had the climate division for Media Matters. So what do you think of this nonsense?
Well, I want to commend you for going into the lion's den on that show. I reviewed the segment this morning, and it was incredibly frustrating to watch. So I'm commend you for attending at least to have a recent conversation.
Somebody's got to do it.
Exactly.
I have to tell you, it feels good, even just to get a few pokes in, because I think as you know, the facts become more clear, they look more idiotic. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty clear that they were trying to push a certain narrative, and it wasn't quite working out.
Yeah. Desperate.
Yes. So actually, Sean Hannity is one of the worst misinformers that we've seen in our review of the media on the climate issue. I mean, he's probably one of the only major cable network hosts who will actually come out and say that global warming, quote, doesn't exist. And actually, the whole network that he works for is pretty terrible. We've documented that Fox News has probably done more than any other major news outlet to confuse the science of climate change, and we have a whole list of examples of the misinformation that they have pushed.
It's no wonder, really, that climate change is going lower on the list of concerns, for Americans.
Right. It's interesting that Hannity cited that poll, because it's funny, because they push misinformation, and then once the poll comes out showing that it's been effective, then they'll come out and celebrate that poll.
Circular thinking, but dangerous. I mean, it'd be funny if it wasn't so serious.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a huge misinformation campaign that's been ramping up for about a decade, and it's proved to be pretty effective, and it's something that we need to continue to fight against. One of the major things that Fox News does is every winter we've documented that they come out and say, look, there's snow, so that means climate change doesn't exist. And actually scientists will say that, climate change doesn't mean that we're going to have less storms. In fact, it shows that storms can intensify.
And that's what I was on December 27th when the snow was piling up in New York and along the East Coast saying that same thing. They said, snowpocalypse, this means global warming isn't true. But, I just can't believe that they're getting away with this, I guess, is why I go on, just hoping to, poke a few holes in their ridiculous specious arguments, if you can call them that, their barrage of banality. And yet, they call climate change activists radical. How radical is it to ignore 97% of the world's scientists and be arrogant enough to be mocking them in the face as the storms kill people?
It's amazing. I mean, I think it's one of the major stories that the rest of the media has failed to cover. The extent of the climate change denial on Fox News, I think, is a major story in itself. We showed last December that it's actually a policy on Fox News. We uncovered an email that had been leaked from their Fox News DC bureau chief, and he had directed the network's journalists, and these are not their opinion guys like Hannity, but they're straight news, purportedly straight news journalists. He had directed them that they should refrain from asserting that the planet had warmed without immediately pointing out that data has been called into question by critics.
And the real irony is that Rupert Murdoch, who owns News Corporation, actually seems to believe that climate change might just be real, and the network has gone, or the company has gone carbon neutral. You'd never
Absolutely.
Know that. I think maybe we should start a campaign, talk about carbon offsets, to get Sean Hannity off the set.
Absolutely. I mean, Rupert Murdoch has said, and this is a direct quote, climate change poses clear catastrophic threats, and he's made efforts to make News Corp carbon neutral. I think this is part of their effort to cash in on both sides of this climate debate by portraying themselves to advertisers and investors as being a green company, and that's something that helps their bottom line. On the other hand, they know that Fox is extremely profitable, and the audience that Fox has wants to hear the climate denial message. So they're really trying to get both sides.
And the vitriol.
And there are efforts to put pressure on News Corp to rein in the misinformation that's being presented on climate change, because it really shows their it shows them to be a little bit hypocritical on that issue.
And every time I'm on, this was my fifth appearance, I get some hate mail, and it really is a glimpse, a scary glimpse into their audience. I mean, death threats, nasty, vitriolic, you know, people who are clearly threatened by what we were saying, and something as radical as that humans are a part of nature, and yeah, we need Mother Nature, try going without her, you know, that's a shocking statement to make that just sets these people off. You wonder what's going on out there. And before we wrap up, we have to mention, you know, it's not just Fox. Look at radio. I mean, I've been trying to get a green show on for years. 95% of all talk shows are right-wing, Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity and gang, and it was Glenn Beck as well. And they are, you know, purporting the same, you know, misinformation, disinformation campaign. So because of that, I've been told by programmers that because it's a hostile environment, they can't put my program on where they otherwise might. So America is being robbed of a green show that just might make a difference, while they're laughing all the way to the bank and spreading these lies that are harming our children and grandchildren. And I'm so glad Media Matters is there, and I'm glad you have a climate division. I didn't even know that. Maybe we should work together to try to get, you know, at least one green talk show on in America, television or radio, because that's part of the reason we're seeing these numbers go down.
I'm really sorry to hear that. That's terrible.
It's outrageous. The point is, it's not just my story and my frustration. It's a commentary on where we are, and it's a commentary on why we are not part of the reason. The media piece is that, you know, we're not getting more of a movement going because so many people are listening to these, you know, deniosaurs, as I call them, who are mocking anyone who believes in climate change or anyone who thinks the EPA has a right to do their job and we need them to have, you know, the ability to regulate. And it's having an impact. That's the point. And it's not funny. It's our future. It's not even our future. It's the damage that's piling up as we speak. And with, you know, the perfect storm we had of the coal mine explosion, BP oil spill kill, and then the, you know, near meltdown in Japan, you think that everyone in America who had a microphone would be talking about the need to look at where we get our energy from and pointing out that Mother Nature is in charge here, and we better take another look at how we're going to meet our energy needs given, you know, human error happens and worst-case scenarios clearly happen.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you would think that all of the disasters that have happened would make the people realize the real cost of fossil fuels, but I think that the rising gas prices have unfortunately caused people to kind of to get distracted from the need for clean energy, and there's this persistent myth that we've documented in the media that people think the media is telling people that increasing domestic oil drilling is going to solve the gas price problem, which is completely false.
I'm afraid we're out of time. We'll have to talk further about this sometime, and hopefully this perfect storm of events and disasters is leading to a groundswell of support for more green media out there. Would love to work with you on that effort. Lord knows we need it.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Jossie Fong with Media Matters. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, on the Green Front. Hope you've enjoyed this edition. If you'd like to hear the program, you can check out the Progressive Radio Network. You'll find a link there. Also on my website, where I'll post some links to some of the stories we talked about today, and that is at thegreenfront.com. Have a great Green Week.